Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for being here. It's Chet Buchanan Show. Wednesday. Ready to go. Ready to rock. Kayla's looking at me like, what are you all working
on?
The
longest hello I have heard you do in a very long time.
Hello.
Just didn't know how to react to it. I was like,
very
oh.
welcoming today. Can't you tell?
You know what it was?
I'm very welcoming. Can I get you anything?
No. I know what this is.
Can I get you a beverage?
Because you didn't have coffee yesterday at all. You were doing a fast for a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
So now that coffee is just hitting you real hard this morning.
Hockey's back. I'm happy. Everything is good. Life is great. This guy, this might be my favorite. At first, I thought it was a lot of internet nonsense about people talking about weird, like doing weird stuff in the interest of curing COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe people really are that dumb. And I'm not, this isn't like vaxxers or anti-vaxxers or anything.
It's not like that.
Because you do whatever you want to do. That doesn't bother me. I worry about me. I worry about my family. I worry about the people I love. And to a degree, I worry about y'all, but some of y'all ain't nothing I can do about.
Okay, what happened?
You know what I'm saying? This guy and his three adult sons are each getting 5 years in prison for selling a toxic industrial chemical as a COVID cure. They set up an online church to sell their stuff, okay? It was called Miracle Mineral Solution. I don't care about any of this, all right? Just up front, I don't care about it. It was pitched as a cure for 95% of known diseases, including COVID-19, Alzheimer's, autism, cancer, HIV, and multiple sclerosis. It was actually some stuff that was chlorine dioxide, which I guess is really bad. If you consume it, it's fatal. That kind of thing. They sold $1 million worth of this stuff.
No. Oh, my God. And people fell for it.
$1 million. And they're only going to go to prison for 5 years. I would think that's amazing.
It's chlorine. That's a chemical. I would think you would get so much more time for literally poisoning people.
Well, just if it can be fatal if consumed, I would assume somebody consumed at some point. I mean, isn't this murder?
Yeah.
You can't prove it. I don't know. Weird to me, though. $1 million worth of people going, yeah, I'll take your stuff. Wait, COVID and Alzheimer's?
Dang.
I'm in.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
I saw this yesterday afternoon and it made me laugh out loud because it was absolutely not at all what I expected.
Oh, okay.
Three places that you need to wash more.
Oh, I feel like I can guess these.
I saw this yesterday and it truly made me laugh out loud. Not because, well, I was intrigued. And then it wasn't at all what I expected. Three places on your body that you really need to wash more. You think you know what they are.
I feel like I can guess these.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bottom of your foot.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Back of your ears.
Nope. Yes. Yes.
Knew it.
Behind your ears.
I figured. I'm looking for like crevice areas. Like, is that wrong?
No. No, okay. you're in the right area.
So behind your under your armpits, obviously.
No.
No?
No, apparently we do okay.
Behind your knees?
Okay, well, you're just gonna
get now. I'm just gonna go all
there
these.
There were three
areas.
And you're like six deep now. behind the ear you did get.
Yeah.
Fingernails, we don't do enough. You don't trim your nails enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can get a navel stone. If you don't clean your belly button, stuff gets in your belly button and it all kind of gloms together. This is so disgusting. And it gloms together and forms like some sort of stone.
You don't clean. Do you clean your belly button?
I think it happens. I don't like, it's not like I'm taking, to me, this seems like a thumb and forefinger thing where you got to kind of spread the skin. But I have an outie. I have an outie.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm about 10 pounds overweight, which makes it even mega outie.
You're ridiculous.
Ultra outie.
Mega outie.
Yeah, so, well, what about your belly button hygiene regimen?
I don't have an outie. But what I do after I clean the belly button is when I get out of the shower, I use a Q-tip. and I dry out the inside of my belly button to make sure there's no moisture stored up in there and stuff.
I would expect nothing less from you. I would expect nothing less. I have a towel.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Las Vegas's favorite jeweler, Michael Emendon, Diamond Jewelers, your factory direct source for natural diamonds and lab-grown diamonds.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
This is fun. A woman in North Carolina, and we talk about this with Michael Emendon about if you need to bring in jewelry, and he'll take your like your old jewelry and make new stuff out
of
it. So this woman in North Carolina bought some old jewelry, and she was going to do that, have it all melted down and make something new out of it, and it was cool. She was going through it. She sees in this that there is a high school class ring from 1984 with a guy's name on it. Did you ever get a ring?
Yeah, remember I had my high school graduation ring, and then a woman found it on the beach and reached out, and we found each other. But she originally thought it was Venice, California. And then she, like, well, I'm one town away from you in Venice, Florida. And then it ended up being really great. So.
I don't know anybody in my class that bought a class ring. I remember Jostens. You know Jostens? They came around. I don't know anybody who actually has one.
So you don't have a class ring?
No.
Oh.
No. I never bought a Letterman's jacket either. They were expensive. They were $200. We couldn't afford it. But anyway, this lady found this woman in North Carolina, gets this high school class ring from 1984. The school was hundreds of miles away in Michigan, takes to social media. See, this is the good stuff about, so that's a good part of social media. Finds this guy and got it back to him. He had lost that ring 25 years ago.
Oh my God.
And by the way, 1984 was a lot longer than 25 years ago too.
Yeah.
So he lost it around 2000.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure thought it was gone forever.
Yeah.
And there you go.
This, I love this because we hear all the time about how when people get out of jail and they're trying to start their life over, they have no luck a lot of times finding jobs. Well, there's 24 inmates that just graduated with associate's degrees from Southwestern College near San Diego. It's part of an initiative the school started in 2016 called Restorative Justice Program. It helps inmates get their degrees before they're released. All 24 of them are planning to continue their education and get their bachelor's degrees through a program at UC Irvine.
Let's go.
Very cool.
There's a guy who I love in this town. His name is John Ponder, and he is the CEO of a thing called Hope for Prisoners. Which is somewhat very similar, in case you were wondering, hey, we should do something like that here. It's already happening. And you can be a part of it. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Wow, Kayla just highlighted this and sent it over to me and goes, check this out. 50, count them, 50 days till toy drop.
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Doesn't it blow your mind when we hit milestones like that? Like when we get under 100, I go, whoa.
62 days till it's over.
Yeah, that's true.
Which it has dual meaning. Obviously, it's like, whew, all right. Also, though, we only have 62 days.
That's when it sinks in, dude. When you go, we have 62 days until you
to get it done.
Yeah, exactly.
To get it done. So, yeah, we got a lot to do. All right, get on it, y'all. Well, by the way, 20 days till Halloween.
Yeah, kind of.
Which we need to discuss. We need to discuss costume stuff in a minute. We need to discuss costumes.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. By the way, we're very proud of you, all of you. I just noted as we were going into this particular break that you yawned. Before we went into it, I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of you for that. So I know you had a long day yesterday.
It's very long.
And then on top of that, freaking Golden Knights, dude. Who stayed up all the way through that and then still got up early? You did. That's who.
Super
We're proud of you. Way to go. And honestly, could that have gone any better?
Oh, no. It was perfect. Everyone wants that same when they came out the first game of the very first season and they score within like seconds of it. You know what I mean? I think everybody wants that to happen again. But last night, man, it was electric in that building. Well, and you could feel it from you watching at home.
And Seattle was getting at them.
Yeah.
And here was what was really funny is I said, you want to watch Golden Knights score? My wife goes, what? And I go, look at the shots. It's 5-0 Seattle. And literally 10 seconds later, boop, boop, Chandler Stephenson, bang.
It was awesome.
1-0 Golden Knights.
It was so good.
And then.
The dive was awesome.
And then the dive.
The dive over the goalie when he scored was just fun. Yeah.
And then the second one, honestly, at that point, then when Marcia so just puts his stick out.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm going to block this up. It went in the net. And then at that point, you're like, this is truly, that was where I went. Maybe I should go to bed. This one, I don't know. And then somebody else hit me up and they're like, oh, you know, well, the worst lead in hockey is a 2-goal lead. That is a thing.
Oh, is it?
Oh, okay. People say that all the time. Oh, the worst lead to have in hockey is a 2-goal lead. And I was like, I'd still take it.
Yeah, right? Like,
I would rather have the 2-goal lead.
Take any lead, honestly.
I'd rather have the 2-goal lead as opposed to the no-goal lead.
Exactly.
As opposed to being down by 2. Those are the things I would rather have.
Those are the cynical people about everything, though.
Speaking of going up by 2, Aces going for a 2-0 lead tonight in the WNBA Finals. No team has ever come back from a 2-0 deficit in the finals in the 27-year history of the league.
Oh, really?
Or however long the league's been, 26, 20. Anyway, however long it's been.
So this is huge.
And I think it's happened, I want to say it's happened like 17 times. And nobody's ever come back. Tonight is massive. And the Aces, the complete opposite of the Golden Knights. Golden Knights, what time did that game start last night? 10:30? I don't know what it was.
It was
freaking late. As far as that goes. You know,
and not a complaint. It was just once like we go to bed super early typically because we get up super early. So 8:15 a lot of times I'm like, oh, this is late. Okay, here we go.
I'm a classic fall asleep in the second intermission guy. Anyway,
good for you.
I'm known for that. I'm fighting it, and then it's like, nah, I'm out. And like last night, it was okay. Let's put this baby to bed. But on the flip side of that, Aces tip off at 6.
Oh, tonight. Solid.
So right on. All right, we may need your help on this too. Put 702-364-9898 into your phone. And get ready to hit send in a second, because with 20 days until Halloween, we need to have just a quick conversation about costumes.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know, as long as we have Amanda and Sophia here, we might as well just jump right into this now. We might as well get into it. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Sophia, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, you're so perfect for this. Only because I wanted to get both sides of this equation a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hot, Caleb, is what we were talking about, hot Ooh. Costume contest. And the hot costume contest is, or the hot costume, not contest, the hot costume is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yes. Not shocking, by the way.
Right, but knowing that everybody, and apparently there is a costume that looks like his uniform.
The whole costume is $120.
But it looks like his.
It looks like his uniform and her outfit together from the.
Yeah, and if you're trying to get a Kelce jersey, it's $200.
It's minimum $200 right now. So,
but let me ask you this: knowing that everybody and their dog is going to do the Taylor Travis or Barbie Ken.
That's true.
Barbie Ken.
How can you do either? Unless it's going to be chef's kiss. Like you're
dropping easy close to 4 figures on a costume, pristine kind of thing.
Or just even like you look like them already.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like where it's going to be so good that everybody will be blown away. Otherwise, don't you just go, no, I'm not doing that. You do something else. Yeah, Sophia, we'll start with you.
For me, that's a bit too much. If you're going to do something like that, I feel like you have a better chance of, like, going around to like different stores and finding something that looks similar and then like creating it out of that.
You're my favorite 12-year-old ever.
So smart and so logical.
And I don't feel completely creepy saying that. I realized after I said it that was probably not the thing I should say, but you really are. You're my favorite 12-year-old ever.
Thanks. Well, there's like no point in spending that much money if there's like stuff out there that you can get for like way less that you can make like look almost the exact same.
I think the people should flip the script on this and then have, like, if you're going to go as a couple's costume, like your significant other and you are going to dress up as Taylor and Travis at Halloween, flip it and he can go as Taylor and you can go as Travis.
That's
and that would be
it.
Very funny.
Yup. That's the way to do it. You're right.
Like, that would be the only unique way to do it because you're going to see a bajillion Taylor Travises this Halloween.
Is Barbie Ken, Amanda, is Barbie Ken already dated?
I think that you'd get more, traction at a costume party being one of the other Barbies that they mentioned in the movie. So, Ken's friend Rick or whatever his name is, I think you, or roller skate Barbie. I mean, I think if you did it, you probably
weird
wouldn't
Barbie.
Want to shoot for the Ryan Gosling piece,
That's true. Weird Smart. Barbie would be the best one to go as. I feel like the Kate McKinnon character as Weird Barbie in the movie, that is the one you should go as Halloween, if you're going to go off the Barbie movie.
Yeah, only if you got those splits. You can't pretend that part. You've got to be able to pop into those splits every 5 seconds,
Anyone that comes up to my house in my neighborhood when we get done with Town Square, if anyone comes up, I will make them do the splits.
Oh,
like,
that
listen,
sucks.
You can't.
Is there any worse costume? Have a great day, you guys. Thank you. Is there any worse costume than one that you're going to be required to perform?
That's true. You have to think about those costumes.
Because if you get that in every single house, and you know those moms, and by the way, I'm referring to my wife and our best friends across the street that they sit out there and drink wine and hand out candy every Halloween while I'm doing Town Scary. And by the time I get there, it's like, oh, you guys have had fun. And they're going to make, and they do. They make every kid, oh, you're a blah, blah, blah. Can you, oh, you're a cow. Can you moo? I mean, all of it.
Every single time.
Brandon, have you already picked out a costume?
Hi. I was thinking for a couple's costume to do Jim and Pam from The Office.
No, that's solid. That's a solid throwback. But I feel like we know that the two hot couples costumes this year are going to be the Taylor, Travis, and the Ken and Barbie. But is Ken and Barbie dated now?
No.
No more dated than Jim and Pam.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like Jim and Pam's like a throwback. Like, you're bringing it back around. Ken and Barbie's in that weird swing right now where it's like... Now you look like you picked it out. You wore, what you look like? You look like you picked it out to go to the movie in, and now you're just recycling the costume.
Secretly, Brandon, are you bringing up this Jim and Pam thing as a flex? Just basically saying that you and your girlfriend are hot?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Is that what's going on here?
So actually, my fiance hates that I don't dress up for Halloween. I never really have, and we have two kids, and she still always tries to get me to dress up, and I just don't dress up.
Bro, get out the crock pot, do a one-third to two-thirds mixture of Captain Morgan and apple cider, and sit out in front of your house, and you got candy for the kids, and you got warm-up cups for the adults, and you'll be the hero. And that way, you never have to dress up again, because now you have a job.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How interesting. Jerry Seinfeld in Boston last night said that if you hated the end of Seinfeld as much as they did, that there might be a little something for you coming.
What's so funny is I never watched Seinfeld like that. I just watched the reruns of it, like growing up and everything. So I don't know what the last episode is. I have no idea.
Well, so they did kind of and I get it. And those things are tough anyway. Those things are really hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's tough to make something that everybody's going to lose their minds over. I think mission accomplished the way they ended Sopranos.
That was pretty solid.
Yeah, but they just went to black. And remember, we were all like, what the hell, man? But I think that's what they wanted.
Yeah. Everyone was up in arms about the Game of Thrones ending. Everyone, nobody liked that.
Yeah, and I just think it's hard. I think our expectations are so high.
Yeah.
So with Seinfeld, basically, they created a story that they could work everybody, all the old characters, that they could work all the characters into, and it was they had finally made their big break, and the show was a hit, and NBC was flying them somewhere in a private plane, and then the private plane went down, you know, had a problem, and there was some revelations because they all thought they were going to die in a plane crash.
Sure.
And then they didn't. And then they landed in this small town and got busted for violating the Good Samaritan law because there was this guy getting held up by, you know, he's getting mugged
yeah.
on the sidewalk. And then they were making jokes about it. And so, and taking video. And so they got busted for this small town's Good Samaritan law. So the trial brought back all the characters saying either good or
to
bad.
To be like a character witness. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
For the prosecution about how they're horrible people.
Yeah.
How really at the end of the day, they're horrible people. and then they ended in a jail cell and the show ended with the very first line from the very first show.
Oh, okay.
It ended with that. Something about the buttons on a shirt. And how the button's out of place.
Oh, so now they definitely want to redo that. That sounds like hot garbage.
It was, yeah.
I don't know. Rarely do you have like a Friends. Like everyone liked the end of Friends. The Friends ending was solid.
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but so Jerry was doing audience questions at the end of a show in Boston on Saturday. And somebody said, hey, so did you actually like how that ended?
Did you like it? Did I like what? The ending of the show. Well, I have a little secret for you about the ending, but I can't really tell it. Here's what I'll tell you, okay? But you can't tell anybody. Something is going to happen that has to do with that ending.
Really?
It hasn't happened yet.
At this point, though, do you just leave well enough alone?
And just let it sit. No, you have to follow up on it now.
Well.
And just what you are thinking about, Larry and I have also been thinking about. So you'll see.
Oh, Larry David, okay. Well, not for nothing. Make that money, dude.
That's solid.
Make that cash.
The question is, do you do it like then? Like, no, like put yourself in their shoes. You are a co-director on this. Do you do it like right after the trial or do you do it now?
No,
25 years later.
Prevailing theory is it's a where are they now? Who are they now?
Yeah.
What are they wrapped up in now? And yeah. And for better or for worse, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. We're talking about it. So, all right.
Definitely watch it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Good start for the Golden Knights to defend the realm.
Heck yeah, dude.
Defend that title.
So, you
1-0,
know.
Just 81 games left.
Hate all the preseason doubting. You know what I mean? Like, way to end all the preseason doubting. There was a lot of people.
Did you see that? I see a lot of people, and you know I'm that nerd.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people picking the Golden Knights to go. The other team that they like a lot is Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
And I see that, but yeah, I know there's a lot of folks picking the Knights to repeat.
Yeah.
So, and after what you saw last night,
keep that up.
Tough to beat at the Fortress.
Yeah.
Tough to beat at the Fortress.
I love whenever I'm watching like ESPN highlights and all that stuff, or even like between intermissions, and they say that the Fortress is the best entertainment by far in any
It is.
Yeah, for any team in the league.
You, and you know I'm that nerd.
Yeah.
I know. That's it is.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
So loud.
What they're saying is the show itself. They spend money and they got great people.
Yeah.
Really, really talented people, and they spend money on it. And those two things are tough to beat.
Yeah.
You know? Listen, relationship rehab. And we need guys and girls, because this has got a little flip to the story. I already know what guys are gonna say. Not just because I am a guy. But
you're like, much more qualified in that department than I am.
Thank
so.
You.
Yeah.
And I know how guys think. But this is, and it's really funny that this is a problem for her.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping you can help me out with some advice. Oh, by the way, Relationship Rehab brought to you by Clark County Credit Union. Open a bonus checking account at Clark County Credit Union. Earn 5.12% interest. Go to openccu.com for details. I've been divorced for 2.5 years. That's not the problem. I'm glad to be out of that marriage. It was loveless. There were a lot of reasons to leave.
Yeah.
However, I am not just broke. I'm poor. Broke is temporary, but poor is long-lasting. I've never made a lot of money, and I still don't. I make enough to get by, but barely. I have a house that I bought myself, but it's far from being paid off. I don't spend money on extra things. I donate plasma for extra money.
No.
I'm good with money, but I just don't have a lot of extra for trips, presents, dinners out, stuff like that. Now, I don't mind all of this, but I'm ready to start dating again. And I wonder if it's going to be a problem. I have a friend who's having a hard time to get a guy to date her more than once because she has chronic bad breath. Well, yeah. But is this going to affect the way guys look at me because I can't afford to buy dinner or drinks or go on weekend getaways to Duck Creek or Disneyland? I've already found out that there are guys out there who'd love to hook up, and that sounds great, but I want more than that. So maybe guys can call in and be honest. Would you date a woman who doesn't have any money?
That's so interesting. You say you already know how guys are going to respond.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she's already answered that, too. But on the flip, ladies, be honest. Dating a guy who's poor?
Oh, interesting question.
Are you dating a guy who's poor? Fellas, whoever you like to get with. Are you, so I'll just say this, here you go. Are you, assuming everything else is, in place? You're reasonably hot.
Yeah.
Are you dating somebody who's poor?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you wake me up now.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, Relationship Rehab brought to you by Clark County Credit Union. The long and the short of it is pretty easy, actually. You're dating somebody who's poor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And admittedly, they say they are poor.
Yeah, I'm not broke. Broke is temporary.
Yes.
Poor is forever.
This is what it is.
Is what she said. Alicia, are you dating somebody who's poor?
No, I absolutely would not. I mean, dating's a mutual thing. It's got to... It sounds like you're going out and you're asking for a meal pass at that point because you're expecting somebody to pay for your dates at that point.
Interesting.
I got you.
Do you not think that she can provide a dinner maybe at home and that's her thing versus going out to dinner.
Still
got to
buy
stuff.
Groceries, dude.
I'm just saying that, like, it's much more expensive to go out to eat than it is to cook at home. So.
Sure it is, but it's also expensive to go to the store.
Very true.
Especially now.
It absolutely is.
Especially now.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, all I was going to say was that I love the people that are online going, hey, did you know that, like, somebody was, I saw how much rice you get for $5. Did you know that you can get like four times that much by cooking it at home? It's like, yeah, and it tastes better too. It's like, okay. All right.
That's absolutely hilarious.
Thanks for hashtag life hack. Thanks. Oh, my God. No, but thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go ahead. Let me see if I can throw a little gasoline on this fire. I'm going to tell you that guys are more likely to say, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And now, yes, you're going to find a lot of guys who would love to hook up. The question I think that I would have at that point is, what's their, I'm good, you know, I've worked, I've saved, I've got a good job.
Sure.
I can handle this. So I don't, if I like you, I like you. And I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the rest of it. You know, if it's me, I'm not in the dating game right now. I'm married.
Very much. Are you guys celebrating your 10-year anniversary or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it wouldn't have mattered to me.
Solid.
I don't think.
See, for me, I'm kind of right there with you. I got to be honest, the dating poor thing, but I feel like I have another stipulation that's along those lines.
Oh, no. What did you say your thing was?
Oh.
And they're really one and the same, but yeah.
I do not date people with bad credit scores.
How did that come up?
Because if you're
Emily, how do you bring up what's your credit score?
You just ask.
That's definitely a tough one to ask maybe on a first few dates, but
ballpark it. You know?
Yeah, how far in? Wait, how far in do you go?
Third date.
Third date.
You want to know why I was single for a number of years? It's because I ask inappropriate questions like, "What's your credit score?" Just ballpark it for me.
Like third date. So is that a we're not opening the door until you give me the combination?
Yeah.
Type of thing?
We're not going to open the door until you give me that credit score. Boom, that was my line.
What's your threshold?
I need it to be... Oh, this would be good. Oh, wait, yeah, Emily, what is your threshold?
What's your threshold?
See, I feel like this is hard, and I don't want to be the on-the-fencer person answering, but when I first started dating... Then I was very young and had no money myself. You know, I barely had a good job to buy gas. You know, it was kind of pointless. But
oh no!
You know, money wasn't an issue. And now we're married and three kids deep, and I don't regret it at all. I'm glad he gave me a chance, and I stuck with him through some financially hard times, and now we're in a better situation. So I think as long as that person is willing to work towards, you know, having a better financial future, something more stable, then why not?
Just to clarify, your phone cut out for just half a second. Were you saying that you were the poor girl?
Well, I don't want to say poor, but, like, I was working a job, going to school, and, you know, gas money was barely enough to get me there and back. So.
Sure.
I'm interested. Kayla, what was your threshold with this credit score deal?
675. It could not be below 675. Yeah. And, by the way, that's not very high, but, yeah, for sure.
And how would you get that out of them?
You got to trust that they're being honest about it.
But like you would
I wouldn't give him a barometer. I just what's your credit score?
Oh man, yeah. I would find a way to extricate my
100%. But that's how you weed out the bad ones, the ones that are willing to share their credit score.
Well, you know what? It matches, but that you know you're right though, because that matches your deal.
Yeah. You have to understand, when I was single, I was making my own money. Like, I had not been reliant on anyone.
Thanks, Sam.
Since I started college. So, like, even, like, in college, I didn't rely on my parents. I got scholarships. I did all that stuff. So, for me, it's just a little different. I go, no. I know what I want.
What up, Bae?
Hi.
That's what's on my screener. I'm not just being overly familiar. That's why it says it right here. So, Bae, are you dating somebody poor?
Actually, I'm about to marry one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I'm with Emily mostly on this, but I think it depends a lot on your age. Like, if you're older, you would probably expect your partner to be on your level and probably be more established in your career if you're older. Whereas if you're young, you probably have a lower threshold and you're more understanding, because it takes people a lot of time to, like, get their careers off the ground.
I would date this woman that sent the email, because it sounds like she is fully aware of the amount of money she makes, and she does it and she manages her money, and that's all I care about. I need you to just manage what you get. That's what I need you to do, and it sounds like she's doing that.
I love all the people that are calling in, and they're like, yeah, I'd do it. Thank you, babe. And by the way, when's your wedding?
In 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What? Okay, so is it a big wedding? Because you're poor.
I'm actually not.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the other side of it. It's like, okay, well, if you both are, then you fight your way through it.
Yeah.
But even if you're not, and they are for now.
Sure.
You know, then it has a way of evening itself out.
Exactly.
And it all ends up working.
Yeah, and there's like a big financial gap between us, but we both work very hard. And that's what's important to me, is like the values and the responsibility. I feel like that would help people. Like, someone would probably date this girl who wrote in.
Yep.
As long as their values match up. And she clearly shows that she's responsible. She understands where she's at. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like she's racking up credit card debt or doing anything crazy. So I don't see that as being a barrier, except for maybe like some man that might be shallow.
That's
right.
True.
Well, I mean, and you know what I mean? And there's plenty of other ways to, we didn't always have a ton of money, but we also, like, I never left the house looking like we didn't have any money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You look at least put together.
I had Mikey's. I didn't have Nikes. I had Mikey's. You know what I mean? Like, literally. Remember Kmart? That's where we went school shopping.
Yeah.
And stuff. But we didn't, like, I wasn't dirty. I wasn't, you know, like, we didn't look.
Oh, trust and believe. My parents worked government jobs.
Yeah.
Someone that knows about, you know, frugal, being like really responsible with your money. Yeah. Yeah, get it.
I didn't realize it until later. And then I'm like, man, you know, like my favorite meal that my mother ever made was boiled potatoes with gravy that, you know, made out of flour and hamburger juice.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But it was those might have been the best times.
Yeah.
When we lived in mobile home park. You know?
Yeah.
So and then we dug out. So, all right. Well, best of luck, Bay. Have a great wedding.
Thank you so much. Right. Thank you.
In fact, you should send us an email so we can send a gift.
I already wrote down her information.
Did you really?
I took down her phone number. I was like, I'm gonna call her.
Can we send a gift?
We'd love to send you a gift.
All right, we're sending a gift.
Yes.
Absolutely, be amazing. I've been listening to you guys for like over a decade. That would be actually pretty crazy.
I've only been here 8 years. That's amazing.
I really don't know why the ratings suck.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm for forever. Always on the way into school and high school
easy
and everything.
With all of that.
Well, high school was last week.
Take it easy with that. Congratulations on graduating. Congratulations on graduating and then getting immediately hitched. good for you. All right. We gotta go before anything else embarrassing happens. See you later. Oh, bye. No, that's good. I think, okay. So what did we come up with here? Because it'll be fine. I think maybe she needs to stop worrying about it.
I think you're right on that. She's sweating it too much. People will just want to see that you're taking care of yourself, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Listen, and opposing viewpoints, glad to hear them.
Yeah.
But pretty much what I'm hearing from Adrian is that everybody here is going, yeah, I'd date somebody poor.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's not very fun.
Sorry.
I was waiting for somebody to go, oh, hell no. You know
what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Now, you know, when you mention Ariana Grande and what's the guy's name?
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, when they you start talking about that, about their divorce and all that, my eyes roll hard back in my head.
I know. However, this is getting a little interesting for me because I've never heard of a private photo clause before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I figured this might be a thing, especially with celebrities. However, it has become public knowledge that they have a private photo clause in their wedding, or wedding, their divorce settlement, because there is photos and videos that they don't want the light of day to
Lord,
see.
I know that you're like, yeah, it's going to be forever and all of that. But I can tell you this. My wife and I don't swap nudes.
We don't either.
Yeah.
I get. I'm right there with you. I don't get it.
No, and it, sure, it could be fun. Not for her, but, you know. But, okay. This has got to be her, right? We don't care if we see him.
No, no one cares about that.
We don't care about him.
I realize that he's the realtor to the stars and all that stuff, but nobody gives a crap about that. Everyone, the problem is, do you think that this means that they have a sex tape?
Yes.
Okay, so don't you think that criminals break into her house at one point and steal this sex tape? It's going to become public knowledge, and it's going to get out there.
No, we all learned from Pamela Anderson and the Motley Crue guy. Tommy Lee. We all learned from all of that. Well, we learned two things: that there's more than one way to steer a boat.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of thieves, as we were a few moments ago, according to a recent report, the thieves in Nebraska broke into a vintage store back in August.
Okay.
Stole $20,000 worth of shoes.
Ugh.
They were all left-footed shoes. Why? I don't understand.
I don't really get it.
And apparently this happens all the time. The thieves think they're going in to get the shoes. They don't realize that many stores only display one shoe of each pair and keep the other one in the back. That was the case in this store, too. It's unclear how many shoes they got. Wasn't a thrift store like that. You know, like a vintage. No, this was like vintage. So it was high-end. So it was high-end sneaker.
Like Nike. Like
sneakerhead store in Nebraska. Okay.
Okay.
But they were supposed to be like vintage exclusive sneakers and hard to find items. But if you...
Why wouldn't you just go in the back? Usually if you can get into the store, you can get into the back and... take everything. You just took the display shoes?
But are they in a box? Or what are you... I don't know.
I don't get
what's
it.
What's happening?
It's Nebraska, and they're officially the dumbest criminals on the planet, by far.
Somehow this all makes really good sense now that you explain it. Yeah, now that you say it like that, I get it now.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you remember last week when they were doing that big emergency alert test?
Yeah.
And they were saying if you're Well, and if you're in a domestic violence situation or you're in a situation where you've got to keep a burner phone.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Where you've got to keep a secret phone
make
somewhere.
Make sure it's off.
Make sure it's off and don't. Yeah. So even all of this stuff going down, and then the thing going off 2 minutes early, it got me.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'm the person that looks. To see, was it on time? No, it was 11:18. Ah, is this real now? You know, what's happening? So, here's the thing. The Amish, because they don't have TV or radio or anything, they never heard any of the warnings to silence your phone for your emergency alert test. So... Amish people who had secret phones they're being shunned.
Oh no, because they got called out.
Yes, it outed their hidden phones. A former Amish guy, who of course now he's on TikTok because, you know, no more Amish, straight to TikTok.
Now you're done, yeah.
Says a few of his Amish friends are dealing with the backlash now because they had their phones on vibrate or with the sound off and still didn't realize,
yeah,
you know, they had gotten word somehow, but they didn't realize that it would still go off,
you
because
know,
that's what happens. In some Amish communities, it might just be a minor offense, but in others, being shunned is significant. Like literally, they separate you from everybody else in the community for an extended period of time, and you're on your own.
You know what they probably are doing? Like the people that go on Rumspringa, and they do like the 10 or 12 days
What's
or whatever it is.
Rumspringa?
Rumspringa is where Amish people, they leave the community for like 12 days, and you go experience the outside world, and you choose if you want to go to the outside world
sure.
or come back to the Amish community.
I was thinking it was like Rumshaka. Well, and it kind of is. It is like the 90s.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, there is a patron saint of the internet.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Okay.
St. Isidore of Seville, in case you were wondering. Write that down. There'll be a test later. Coins from 1931 to 1933 are extremely rare because in the Great Depression, nobody needed them. They didn't have any money. Nobody had any money.
Oh, okay.
So the U.S. Mint stopped producing almost all of them. So if you find 1931, 32, or 33 coins, hold on to them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. You could fit all 10 of the smallest countries in the world into the size of the city limits of Houston, Texas.
I mean, I know Houston's huge, but that's still baffling to me that 10 countries can fit in Houston.
Total size of Houston is, oh, I'm sorry, their total size. The 10 smallest countries, their total size is 576 square miles. Houston is 627 square miles. The 10 countries include Vatican City, Monaco, Liechtenstein, and Grenada.
That would make
sense. In case you were wondering. Yeah, sure. Sweden is the only country that has ever had a February 30th. It happened way back in 1712. They were transitioning from the old Julian calendar system to the modern Gregorian calendar that we're on now. But Sweden had a February 30th at one point.
That's so weird.
So, yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden is so old.
How old is he?
He was born closer to Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration than he was to his own inauguration.
Oh, my God, no.
Not political.
No.
Facts don't have feelings, people. That's it. That's the more you know before we go. And before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
Did you hear about the last remaining apartment in the building?
No. No, I haven't. And I doubt that I will figure it out over the next few minutes. I actually was waiting for her to give me the answer. And then I looked at her and she was like, no, not right now.
This is the tease.
Well, I'll find out in just a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I actually have been waiting with great anticipation.
No,
because I'm so baffled right now. Kayla's got a joke.
Did you hear about the last remaining apartment in the building?
Am I going to want to hear about the last? Am I going to want to hear about this? No, Kayla, I did not hear about the last remaining apartment in the building.
It was last but not least.
So disappointed, honestly.
It's cute.
Sure. It was. I give it to you. Okay. Listen, we should go now. Hey, let's go Aces. Game 2 tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. Put the foot on New York Liberty's neck.
Please.
Let's go. And otherwise, we'll all meet back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I actually have been waiting with great anticipation.
No,
because I'm so baffled right now. Kayla's got a joke.
Did you hear about the last remaining apartment in the building?
Am I going to want to hear about the last? Am I going to want to hear about this? No, Kayla, I did not hear about the last remaining apartment in the building.
It was last, but not least.
So disappointed, honestly.
It's cute.
Sure, it was. I give it to you. Okay. Listen, we should go now. Hey, let's go Aces. Game two tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. Put the foot on New York Liberty's neck.
Please.
Let's go. And otherwise, we'll all meet back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.